Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. Let me just jump right back to the phones here. Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just listening to that fellow there, and he was talking about being from the panhandle of Florida. And he's absolutely right. This area is flooded with migrants and so forth, immigrants that are illegally here. And I've just been laid off from a big company, and being qualified can't even get work at a reasonable rate to support my family. And so it's progressively moving forward just like they planned. And it's unfortunate for us, but the reality is we've got to make some hard decisions. We're having to liquidate some things with our assets. We're having to sell our home and move to a different, entirely different area just to prepare for what's coming.
Yeah. And I talked to a gentleman today. He called me, and he said that, look, he said, I've been listening and I've been paying attention. He said, what I've been doing, he said, I'm liquidating everything. And
yeah.
And I said to him, I said, it's going to be a buyer's market. And he said, you better believe it is. And I said, well, the stuff that you're selling off right now, I said, keep track of it, because you're probably going to be able to buy it back 10 cents on a dollar. I mean,
he's
liquidating his property. He's liquidating his cars. He's liquidating his house. He's liquidating everything. And,
right.
And this guy, he's moving into silver next, and he has $100,000 in gold stashed back. And I said, well, you just hang on to that, because you know, we've been telling people that this is going to come.
Absolutely.
And people have been playing games with us and being in denial and saying, well, you know, maybe it won't happen. If it's not sitting on their doorstep right now and banging on their door, they're not paying attention to it. But that doesn't mean it's not coming up the walk. You know?
But it's the idea of freedom and entitlement that everybody's living by, that says, hey, I'm going to be okay. Uncle Sam will take care of me. And we're America. We're going to stand, and we'll be fine. We're the American people. I mean, they're not going to do that to us.
Mm.
And, you know, but that's the naivety of the whole situation.
Yeah.
And you know, in 24 months, my wife and I are going to be in a position where we'll be able to survive for the rest of our lives without having to deal with anybody's support, including water, power, and anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, is where we need to be.
Well, and we've said this before. The bullets, the beans, and the Bibles, you better have them, because what you have, you're going to have somebody that has nothing, and they've got nothing to lose, and those are the most dangerous people on the face of the earth. So I hope you're prepared for wherever you're ending up in a year or two, that you're prepared to defend it, because you're going to have to.
Well, we're getting that way.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call, Joe. I appreciate
you bet. Have
it.
A good night.
All right. I was just reading something here. Reuters. Update 2, gold jumps to a 23-year high. I guess I will read something today here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number, folks. Why are you so silent out there today? Why are things so quiet? I could hear a pin drop. Gold galloped to its highest price in almost 23 years on Thursday, driven by further investment buying after it pierced the key, as they call it, $500 an ounce level earlier this week. I'll give you some more on that after this, folks. When you start to see the gold moving up, Katie, bar the door. It's a-coming. We'll be right back.
For over a a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
They say in this report the rally also sparked buying in other precious metals, with silver scaling an 18-year peak in palladium and palladium, posting gains as well. Spot gold surged to near 23-year high at $503 an ounce in New York. It fetched $503 compared with Wednesday's close at $494. According to Stephen Briggs, economist at SG Corporate and Investment Banking, he says, quote, unquote, it's unstoppable. The whole mindset of the market, is not just for gold, is just buy, but especially buy at the dips. Gold prices have doubled since touching lows of $254 in 2001 and have gained more than 15% this year alone. The market fundamentals have been positive, and investors were diversifying their portfolios as currencies were not offering strong returns. Boy, is that an understatement. Inflation worries also persisted, giving firm oil prices. I think there's still room on the upside to go, James Moore, analyst with the BullionDesk.com, said of gold, we are going to probably test $509 to $512 before Christmas holiday period. And this is followed by a single, solitary, unconnected sentence saying that some industry experts said gold might exceed its all-time high of $850 achieved in 1980. James Turk, founder of online gold trading website GoldMoney.com, said his target for 2006 was $900. He said that the investors would increasingly turn to gold as a currency alternative, and also in response to growing inflation pressures, the huge U.S. current account and trade deficits, and overall strength in commodities. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, they're saying here, and I'm reading more of this article, and I just want to get back to the calls here, but they're saying that all bets are off. When this thing starts to go, it's going to go. And as it goes up, everything else goes down. So we've been telling you, and we've been there for you. I've been telling people for better than a decade, this thing is coming. Seriously look at it. Understand the subject matter. Start asking questions. Get a good feel. We have helped many people out there. We have helped many people on the road to maybe recovering what's on the other side, but at least they can survive through it. We've helped a lot of people. Erwin in Austin. Hello, Erwin.
Oh, hi, it's Erin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was surfing the net last night for my son's social studies and had to find an article on Mexico, and I found a website from the president of Mexico where he has outlined a plan with the president of our country to create a smart border for the 21st century. And they want to increase the flow of legitimate flow of people and commerce. And it talks about how there's a bond between the nations and for our, the economies and our families. And they want to discourage illegal crossings in dangerous terrain. So they don't discourage illegal crossings. They just discourage it in dangerous terrain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here in black and white on the president's website, Fox's website, explaining exactly what their plan is.
Yeah, and see, and they're so interchangeable because in many parts of this country, you couldn't distinguish it between Mexico and the United States. And Vicente Fox and George Bush have had many conversations on this topic, and it was agreed that he was going to allow these illegals to keep flowing into this country. And this is all this the preceding, of course, the Free Trade Area of Americas. CAFTA was a big feather in their cap, and onward and upward to the Free Trade Area of Americas, but there's some stumbling blocks even with the CAFTA. Throw in some problems here with Hugo Chavez that doesn't want the United States, Vicente Fox, the IMF, or anybody else soiling his country. So there are some stumbling blocks out there, but this is all preceding their great free trade area of the Americas deal. And they wanted the borders open, indistinguishable from one country to the other, that we're all just free trading and a free-for-all, and everything is going to be just fine. Well, I myself don't want to see the United States get down to the poverty level of Mexico. We still have the dog and pony show going out there. Everything still looks pretty good. Everything still spruced up and cut and trimmed and painted and everything else. It still looks good, but it's nothing but a Hollywood set, and I'm waiting for it any moment to be dismantled.
Well, it's just interesting to me that anyone who believes Bush saying he wants to tighten up the border security, all they have to do is log on to this website. It's
yep.
Right here in Fox's own words explaining how they've become a partnership for prosperity, and that they're going to close the gap between their two societies so that every citizen, and they're not talking U.S. or Mexico, they're acting like we're all one big happy citizenry, that they all deserve to have jobs and prosperity, and they're going to partner together to make that happen.
And what do you take out of that message, Erin?
That we're going to become another Mexico, our standard of living is going down. And so that theirs can go up, and that our jobs are not going to be there anymore because we're giving them away. You know, and it's happening here in Texas and Arizona and California. I don't know if the northern states are seeing it like we are, but it's right here in black and white. So if anyone doesn't believe it, all you have to do is surf the net and enter Google Mexico geography. It brings you to a kid's website, and there's a link, and it's right here. Just tell us what the big plan is.
Well, and I had somebody suggest to me the other day, and this is, I am not advocating this, so nobody out there misunderstand this or drop in the middle of a sentence and hear something, oh my God, he's gone off the deep edge. No, I have actually had people suggesting that when this societal breakdown, which is going to happen, they're going to have the Homeland Security and the police and their troops on the streets, but somebody suggested that what they sense that may happen in this country, and my God, I hope it doesn't, but there'll be a purge in this country, that the illegals that are in this country right now are not going to be going anyplace but in the ground. And when I hear things such as that, it makes my blood curdle. Because, I mean, this is not a Hollywood script. This is not some cheap B-movie with somebody with an overactive imagination making a Hollywood movie here. This is a real possibility. And people, I don't know, if they're not scared right now, wait till you see rioting and shootings and stabbings up and down Main Street America, any town USA. And you know, we've been sounding the warning about this. We have been giving all the signs and all the details on how this country is literally crumbling right before our very feet. We've mentioned the balkanization of America. We have reported exhaustively on the economy and the economic situation the United States is in. We've expressed in many different terms, in many different ways, the debt structure here. I mean, we've done it all. And
I've spoken to friends over the holidays about the bird flu, and it's, you know, a big con game and this and that, and they think I'm crazy. I mean, these are educated people. They're people that, you know, normally very level-headed, and I guess I sound crazy to them, but it's just frightening how many people are just in the dark.
Well, and why are they in the dark? Because where are they getting their information from? They're not going to listen to you.
Mm-mm.
Okay, they're not going to listen to you because somehow you've come up with some whacked out conspiracy-driven theory here, and that your cheese has slid off your crackers, and you're to be discounted and not listened to.
Well, I went to the Truth Seekers meeting last night, and I intend to buy that video package and share it with my friends.
Yeah.
So
well,
everyone wants documentation, and I'm not very good at articulating or finding the place to prove, you know, where I got the information from. Or to, you know, find the original documents to show, yes, this isn't just made up. And that's what people need to see to believe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever I can do to make that happen is what I'm going to try to do.
Well, and everybody's got to do their part. And a lot of people have gone to sleep. A lot of people have walked away from the Patriot movement because it just got a little bit too intense. It was just too much bad news. I mean, there were not enough victories to report in. You know, I'm not interested in winning a few battles. I'm interested in winning the war. But first, you know, Sun Tzu said this, that even before the first sword is drawn, before the battle takes place, the battle is already won before the first sword is drawn.
Right.
So,
And I stay sane by going to meetings like that and finding other like-minded individuals and then getting encouragement to keep on trying to plug it, you know, keep on going with the truth.
We've got to be there for each other because
right.
if we lose each other, then we have nothing left. It's just
exactly.
It's just yourself.
Right. Well, thank you, John.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Aaron, very much. Thank you for your call. 800-313-9443. Everybody has remained fairly silent out there. And why is that? Are you afraid to express what's on your mind or what you really are thinking right now? You're not going to shock or surprise me. I've heard and seen it all, folks. 800-313-9443. I have no stories on my desk. So I'll tell you what, until some phone calls come in, Mr. Producer, plug in some music. All right. Okay. I know I've got dead air, and that's purposeful. Now, they're going to be getting a lot more dead air in the near future, so they're going to have to get used to it. Oh, it'll be filled up with other quality programming out there. Mm-hmm. Well, get used to it. Did you change the program yet? It's coming up. It's coming up. Art in Tennessee, Saved by the Bell.
How you doing, John?
Oh, hanging in there. I'm still breathing.
Cool. Well, I just got in my truck, and I heard you say, I'm going to turn on the music. Said, oh, no, not that again. Anyway,
Have you ever heard me do that before?
Yeah, I have.
When? When did you hear me do that before?
Oh, it's been a couple months. It's been a while.
Hmm.
It's been quite a while.
Hmm. What's on your mind?
Well, I got an idea on how to get this the word out about the 9/11 stuff and all the things you guys talk about all the time. Why don't you get, since Hollywood hates Bush so much, why don't we get some rock stars to start doing concerts and that sort of thing with how September 11th was an inside job?
Well, and the problem is, and you're seeing the solution to this 9/11 problem we have, that we plug in somebody other than Mr. Bush. But the problem here, Art, is we are going to have the same thing. We're going to have the same program, only it's going to be a new band director.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying, you know, the blame Bush crowd, but use them in a roundabout way to bring this cabal that you got in Washington down as it is. What I'm saying is get them going to where they see 9/11 was a scam, and use that routine, use Bush to get them fired up.
You are not.
But
going,
it wasn't Bush
yeah, yeah.
that did it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get any Hollywood producers, the ring knockers that they are out there, and the cabal that they hang with. You're not going to have them do that. They're only going to offer you the other solution, which is no solution at all.
Yeah.
Rock stars out there, they're interested in their record contracts and where they're going to be playing. And I've talked to musicians before, and they're not going to step out of the shadows. They'll be backstage when the place starts to burn.
Yeah. Well, I just remember the old the Vietnam protests, because, you know, I was a high schooler back then. I remember them pretty well. And if you can get somebody started on them, the ball will start rolling. And we might be able to do something with this evil bunch of power-grabbing money grubbers that we got up there.
Well, if things continue the way they are, I can guarantee you one thing. It's literally going to come down to a street fight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And when you're going to have pockets of people that are going to hit the high road. They're going to climb into the mountains or climb in a hole someplace.
Yeah.
And that's not going to solve anything. When they crawl back out of that hole, what they're going to be looking at is the police state firmly in place.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do. See, I live in the middle of nowhere, so. And when I crawl out of that hole, then what have I got to look at? See?
Well,
we need to fix it before it gets there.
Well, we that's what we've been saying for a long time. I mean, it got so bad in the Patriot community, they started turning on each other rather than going after the if we can use the term the enemy. They felt futility and they started to turn on each other.
Yeah,
and that happens. I mean, I've told people for years. That a person that you thought was a friend or a trusted confidant or somebody that you would listen to or whatever the case may be,
they're not.
Don't be so surprised when you look across that fence and they're standing on the other side of the fence, smiling and waving at you.
Well, the only other thing I can think of to do is start up small groups, and I want to call it the group Refuse to Comply, the RTC, and just get your neighbors the other gun crazies and the other nuts. That if somebody does show up knocking at their door, the rest of them show up too.
Yeah.
And just give them a welcome party.
Well, and that'll.
It's going to come down to that.
Well, and that, of course, will be carried on the evening news as vigilantism, not protection of life, limb, and property. You're going to be some kind of terrorist.
Yeah.
All right.
I figured I'd save everybody from listening to music anyway.
Well, that must have done something because the lines now are loaded.
Thanks, John.
Thanks,
keep
Art.
Keep up the good work. I listen to you, okay?
Thanks, Art. We're going to keep trying. We've been trying for a long time. I've been doing this for 13 years. I'm not going to quit of a lack of resolve. What I'm going to quit over is a lack of money. And again, I want to express to people out there, it's nothing that this network did. There's no foreign bank accounts. There's no expensive sports cars. There's none of that out there. Well, we have a maximum, and the job that we have done with this network, with five paid employees, my wife and I, we don't take a check out of this place, but with five paid employees for a year and a half, we have been kicking butt and taking names. What was that Roddy Piper in that movie? We're here to kick butt and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum. We've been doing it for a long time. And it's not, as I said, it's not for a lack of resolve. It's for a lack of money. What we did not foresee is what has been happening over the past several months. I mean, I am dead serious, folks. I'm not joking about this. Somebody called me today and said to me, he said, well, I didn't know things were that bad. I said, well, how closely do you listen? Because I've been talking, and evidently nobody's been listening. And for an entity such as this, with the amount of money that it takes to run per month, it's almost negligible with the impact that it has with people. But we've got to rethink our strategy here, folks, across the board. The Patriot community is not getting the job done out there. We are not, I won't say losing ground, but we're not gaining any ground. We have not added to the numbers. Unfortunately, if it comes down to it, and what I said is a street fight, and I do mean that, that you are either going to comply, submit, live, or you'll be incarcerated, or maybe dead. Now, nobody can fathom that happening here in the United States, that it happens someplace else. It happens in third world backwater countries. Nothing like that would ever happen inside the United States. The pump has been primed. It is ready to go. It is ready to fall. And there's no other way to say this. I mean, it's just the plain facts. As to how the exact detail, I don't have that. But what I do have is an intuition and a very strong feeling that this is going to happen sooner than later. You know, if people out there believe that the reason why the police state was brought up, Homeland Security was put in, rights were being stripped away, cameras being put up, Miami police saying that, well, we're just going to swoop in on public buildings and banks and we're going to check people's IDs and this, that, and the other. This was not for going after Osama bin Laden's people out there, folks. This was designed to secure the next terrorist, and that's any given American that doesn't submit. And that is not an exaggeration, and that is not a joke. And if you do not believe that, well, then you have missed it. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hey, John. I've been listening in, and, you know, you're absolutely right. Maybe we haven't done enough, and I think what we're missing is we're missing what God tells us to do, and that's to be on our face.
Well, and Randall, here's one thing that might make a few people in Austin, Texas happy, is when this network's not around, maybe they can plug in another 3 hours of Alex Jones, because they've run out of quality programming to put up. So they've been lessening our program at any given stitch. So,
well, I tell you, we need it, and as a matter of fact, those people listening on Radio Free Austin, as I do, I want to pledge the $20, and I think we can get at least another 1,000 to or 999 to pledge that, to put it on the credit card. And speaking of credit cards, I think I'm going to see if I can max out my cards and buy metals with it, because
it would be a good...
I'll be paying back funny money.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. When this thing goes, you can cut up that credit card. You might as well throw it in the trash, but you might as well have something that you can bury in a hole someplace and go dig it up later.
Right. And another thing is I'm thinking that it's going to go like it did in Mexico, the devaluation of the peso. And it's going to go as 10 to 1, the very same thing, I think, in Italy and in Argentina and quite a few other places. So they'll stop it at that, and there goes all of your... Somehow they're going to wipe out the retirement that all these people have been working for all these years, waiting for their retirement so they can live the good life. Well, it ain't going to happen.
Unless you're living on planet someplace else, it's not going to be very pleasant here in this country. Hey, Randall, do me a favor. Hang on a second. We got to take this break here. Joe, Steve, Jose, John, all of you guys, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Randall, I was thinking over the break. I've got to say this. You are probably one of the best people I've met down here in Texas.
Well, I'm glad you say that, but I really don't care what people think. I work toward what the Lord thinks, and I think you do too, and that's what counts. And I'll watch your back if you watch mine. So
well, you've always been a friend. I've never heard you say a bad word about anybody, and you've just been true to your faith, and you've been a good soldier. You always have been, and you've been doing a lot for the people of Austin, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome, and I wish that we can do more, and maybe we haven't done enough, but
all we can
do is try, and what we need is more help.
I'll tell you what, I'd be willing to take a kick in a crotch or a punch in the face from now until doomsday if I thought that would help.
Yeah, I know you would, the thing is there's a lot of people out here that are listening right here in Austin, and that they think about it. They say, okay, I think I'm going to do something. But, we had, 60, 70 people at that meeting the other night, and that's really good. But why not 5 times that amount, or 10 times that amount.
Well, and you and I was down at that meeting, and you and I talked for a while, and we were talking about bringing other people in, and you know, I mean, you and I have not had the time, literally, because we were always in scrambling mode. You and I have not had the opportunity to sit down and map out a strategy and bring more more guests outside of the Texas area, bring them in to run some bigger meetings and to get the 200, 300, 400 people that we know. I mean, you bring in the bigger names, I mean, they're going to drive down from Dallas and Houston and Plano and elsewhere. I mean, there's no reason. Randall, I can remember the days where we would speak in front of 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people at a clip. Now,
right.
and that's got to happen again. Folks have
got to
get together.
Well, one of the good things now is these days we also have some excellent video, which, we had two different speakers at the meeting that, I mean, they edited down. There's so much packed into 1 hour that a live presentation probably can't top that. And we had two speakers, all for the price of a video. And so the videos now make it less necessary to have the live person. However,
I wish you would have told me that a long time ago. I would have taped a whole bunch of programs. I wouldn't have had to been live.
Well, we've had you there live, yeah. and that's been excellent, and we appreciate that. And
oh, by the way, you shook my memory tree here. Carl Schwartz is going to be on the air next week, and he is dropping out of the presidential race. He has quite a story to tell, and this man has been decimated. If you folks remember, Randall, you sponsored a meeting down here, and we brought Carl down here, and people, he was received well. Well, over the holidays, one of the people that knows George Bush rather well and haunts one of his old stomping grounds in a country club, it was over, I do believe, in Houston. And the topic of conversation during that whole dinner, Carl Schwartz, of course, was not present. This was just somebody reporting to him that knew him and liked him. Said that the topic of conversation that whole dinner was you, Carl Schwartz. And he told him, he said, I have it on the best of authority that there is a hit team of about 50 to 100 people that have been going around to your business contacts, going around to everybody to undermine what you are doing. Carl has not yet told the full story of what all he knows. And he said to this guy, he said, well, what are they looking for me to do? Back out of the 9/11 thing, back out of the presidency? He said, it's not going to do you any good. They are going to bury you. So Carl will be on this program. If we're around next week, you're going to hear it right out of the horse's mouth.
Well, we have another meeting on the 14th, and if he's still in town.
Well, he's not going to be in town. I don't know where he's at right now. But
okay.
He's not going to be on. He'll be on the air here, not in studio, but he'll be on the air one day next week.
Okay. Well, I'll be listening.
All right. Well, Randall, I appreciate your call.
All right. God bless. And let me tell those people out there that if you're thinking about it, what's $20 a month or $30 a month on your credit card? It's going to be, you're going to be paying back funny money. It's going to be like wheelbarrows full of money that the Nazis had out there in Germany.
Yeah.
And then they'll revalue it. They'll come up with a new dollar. And by then we'll be decimated. But at least if we can hold our head up and say, hey, I did the right thing.
Well, and that's what I've always tried to do, and that I've tried to live by the tenets by which you live by. And sometimes I've been successful, sometimes I haven't, but I've never strayed very far.
Well, let's try to keep our head up and keep on going. So, we'll talk to you soon, and maybe we can get some more truth seekers going in other towns, too. But
Austin
is alive and well, so... we need people in other towns, and we've got some in Austin. I'm sorry, Dallas, and some in Houston, and there's patriot groups all over. But we just need to activate them.
There you go. It's not the time to lay too low. You've been laying too low too long. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Randall. Steve in Austin. Hello, Steve.
You.
Yes.
I listen to your show every day.
Yes, sir.
Well, what I wanted to say was on the subject of what you're talking today is. that to me it's like the pickpocket game where the one guy bumps you and the other guy picks your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They're making us look at Mexico. Mexico's going to take our money. But it's the guys who stole $3 trillion at the Pentagon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They're the ones that are taking our money. And people say, well, I got my gun. All that's going to do is get you killed by those black uniform people. What it's got to be is information and people putting out more and more information until it happens like when the Soviet Union fell. It wasn't because they bunkered up with guns. It was because they stopped doing it.
That's right.
They stopped putting up with it. They said, we're not going to do it anymore.
And this is, and I got to tell you what, Steve, you're pretty perceptive because, you know, this has been a topic of conversation for a long, long time as to people and how they're going to react and whatever else. And it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. You've heard the old saying that when the neighbor loses his job, it's a recession. When you lose yours, it's a depression.
Yeah.
Until such time where people are not able to buy or sell or do anything because they just don't have the opportunity or the wherewithal to do it, then they're going to get excited. Then they're going to start finding out. Then they're going to start educating themselves. And what we have said is that may be a little bit too little too late. You know, there's going to be many people out there that are going to be searching for answers. And what we have done is created the venue to provide that information. And I think us, and I'll include myself in that, because I don't want to, you know, point fingers or do anything else. Now's not the time for any of that, folks. It's a matter of we have failed to do our job because we found reasons for not doing it. I mean, we are literally in crisis mode in this country right now. And they're, you know, act as if there is going to be no tomorrow because we don't know when the plug is going to get pulled.
And they're throwing every little confusing diversion that they can. When I grew up, it was always the welfare is taking our money. The people on welfare is taking our money.
Yeah.
They took pennies on hundreds of dollars that these guys are taking.
Right. Oh, it's
the distraction is, oh, look at the open border, you know, and meanwhile, they're fixing to shut us down. They're hoarding money.
Yeah.
And the best thing they can have is if people get out there and start killing people off for their benefit.
Yeah.
While they sit back on all that money that they've stolen.
And Steve, people have said to me, I don't understand this, John, that, well, you say that these greedy corporations and these bankers, that they just want to get richer and they want to make more money. And I said, yes. Well, what would be the advantage of pulling the plug on it and letting that go down? And I would simply look at them and say, well, you don't understand because it's not a sustainable system. It's a system that has got a built-in destruct mechanism. It's like the old Mission Impossible. This tape will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
Yep.
You know, and that it was always built into that, and it was always there, and it that is going to happen. And what people were disillusioned about is to when it's going to happen. Oh, you said it was going to happen last year or last.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right before their very eyes, and they don't recognize it.
And with the martial law stuff, when everything breaks down, they're coming in like they're saving the day. But they've been planning to do that the whole time. They want us to get rowdy and start shooting people. People of different, you know, from immigrants or whatever. It's like, look down there. There they are.
Yep.
Meanwhile, they're pulling your wallet.
That's right. And I've made some mistakes in the past. If people remember 10 years ago. I remember the news medias all over the country reporting on these vigilantes, these militia people. Well, a group of people, and it included myself, we went around the country starting these things up because we thought that was the best thing to do. Well, I changed my mind. I thought, well, wait a minute here. Because as you just described, anybody that resists, anybody that pulls a gun, anybody that fires a bullet,
You don't have what they have. They got the big toys.
You are going to be you're going to be martyred for the cause.
They can hit you with an airplane. You can never get to shoot your gun at anything.
That's exactly right. And the point of it is that it is what they are not prepared for is an even, nonviolent, all-encompassing approach where people finally say, you know what? It's enough of this.
You break the back of the system just like they did in Russia.
Exactly.
Thousands of people could have died in Russia,
but
they broke the back, even more, but I'm saying they broke the back of the system by getting everybody aware and just saying, we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. And then that's what it's going to take. And I don't know at what point the alarm bell is going to go off for people.
I think it's going off.
Well, I think it may be too. I mean, I'm seeing symptoms here of a very sick economy, but I am seeing symptoms here that I heretofore, and I'm 52 years of age, that I have never, ever, ever witnessed in my life. And it's scaring the living snot out of me, and it's not making me want to jump ship or run to the hills or run out of my property in East Texas or whatever the case. I don't have any property in East Texas.
I think we're finding more common ground. I have people in my family that have been left and right, both saying the same things right now.
Yep. And when that starts to happen, you're going to see a synergy that's going to happen. You know, we've been telling people, how many talk show hosts do you hear saying, the left-right paradigm of the Republican versus Democrat. These are the tools to keep everybody busy and fighting with each other.
You're distracted. That's the bump.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
You know, and then people who decide, if they decide to take up arms, they're going to be more than happy to come to your house.
Oh, in spades, buddy.
You know what I mean?
In spades.
The thing to do is just push the awareness. Just pound it until everybody's heard it.
Yep.
And the worse the economy gets, the more people who could sit back, who are, you know, making their real estate money or lawyer money, they're going to start hurting too.
Yeah, and like I said, they're not going to get excited. They're not going to be seeking answers themselves until it directly affects them. But it, like I said, it may be a little bit too little too late. Hey, I thank you for your call, Steve.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.
I appreciate it very much. I appreciate your support and your listenership. Jose Vera. Hello, Jose.
Hello, John.
How you
Jose.
Doing? How
I'm
you doing?
Fine. Listening to the show, and I've... You know, you catch me on my way home. Well, I catch you guys on my way home, on the drive. But, you know, the immigration thing is in the forefront of my thoughts, and that's the battle I look to take on and informing other people around me. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, we've met, we've spoken before. I have a sister that brings in guest workers, and we've had that issue come up time and time again.
You and I spent about 2 to 3 hours in our conference room one day, and you gave me the full rundown on that.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a lot of people that I've been speaking to over the years who are starting to see these things come out in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, Jose, you got, you know, did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah, I've been seeing it. You're now seeing it, and now all of a sudden you're believing it because the talking heads are bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is if English-speaking people in this country could understand some of the Spanish language rhetoric that's coming off Univision or whatever the station is, you'd be in shock because of the pictures being painted. And you know, they have their agenda, and which is to bring in and draw pictures of the Minutemen as bad guys, as bad vigilantes, and I watch it and I understand pretty well most of it, and I talk to other people that I work with that are of Hispanic descent, who right off the bat are like, hey, no, those are bad guys. They're killing people. They're beating people up. And mm-hmm. I say, where did you see this? Where did you hear this? No, it's on the news. So what news? And they said, no, it's on TV. So I started looking into following the Spanish-speaking news media, and it's insinuated, you know. The pictures are drawn, but there are no hard facts.
Yeah, because there is no hard facts to present. And this was one of the risks on the Minuteman project that was pulled off, and I warned the Minuteman, their hierarchy and the rank and file, that be real careful who you let into your group, because you might have agent provocateurs come in and incite something or do an action that the medias can then point to and say, there, see, we told you this was going to happen. But the funny thing about this is the two times that the Minuteman did this project, nothing has happened.
Right.
So they have to infer, they have to insinuate, because as you said, Jose, there is no fact.
There's no fact. Yeah. I mentioned a particular guy that I work with, and I said, hey, you know, I'm wanting to join this group. Oh, no, you're bad. You're bad. I said, well, do you really believe that? You've known me for a short while. Do you really believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And so educating people, and simple people are, you know, they're easily influenced. You know, it only takes a whisper, and it goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
And the message we're trying to get off, where you're doing, you got a microphone, and you're yelling it out every day, huh? on a daily show, and, you know, there's people here that are in denial, and that's why we have such a little response.
There's a lot of apathy.
There is.
And for varying reasons, but the question is how bad does it have to get? You know, I don't want to be, and Jose, here's the thing, I don't want to be proven correct of what we've been talking about, what we've been saying. That is, you know, I take no pleasure or no pride in somebody calling me up and saying, John, you were exactly right. And, you know, I don't derive any pleasure out of that. I mean, this is
what are we going to do with now that you're catching it?
Well, and like I said, you know, Radio Free Austin will be there. They'll plug in some other programming, and you know, I don't hold a lot of faith in a lot of programs that I hear because it's not solution oriented. You know, it's more complaining and building the bigger fire that people can see what's going on. Well, that's good, but there I don't hear any solutions. And we've been working towards solutions. We want to get people to be organized. We need stable platforms in which to operate from, in which to do more. There's not a lack of ideas, or there's not a lack of resolve here at this network.
Right.
There is 10 times the amount of stuff that we can be doing. Even so much that if the network were stable, I would like to drop off the air, plug somebody else in while I can be organizing and working with people, doing more
take
things.
Take on another front.
There you go, to take on another battle. I mean, but it's coming rapidly to a close. I don't own anything. Either the bank owns it or it's in hoc, but I've got no personal assets in which to liquidate anymore. So it's people either step up or we go bye-bye. And if they think this is a time that we should do that, well, then it's going to be in their hands, because I've had very serious conversations with my wife, and I just said that we're targeting the end of this month, and if we I am not going to go another $25,000 or $30,000 in debt and compound a problem. Either we're going to find a solution in the next month to this, or I'm just going to shut the doors. I mean, and that's going to be it. And not for the lack of resolve, and not because I don't want to, because I'm willing to do anything and everything that I can possibly do. Jose, thank you for your call. God bless you. Joseph in Austin. Hello, Joseph.
Hi there. Let me just first tell you that I've recently moved to the Austin area just a couple months ago, and tuned into the radio and found your program one evening, and I have tuned in every day, and just about every waking moment that I'm in the car at home, I can turn on the radio. I turn on Radio Free Austin to listen to the alternative news that the media doesn't tell us.
You mean the real news?
Yeah, the real news, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just tell you that today, you know, I went out for a lunch break at noon or so, and the sky was perfectly blue and clear, and it was a lovely day. Enjoyed my time at lunch, and then left work today at 5 o'clock, got in the car, looked up at the sky, and there were probably 30 chemtrails up in the sky.
Yep.
And it's just amazing that as I'm driving down the road, and I call my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, check out the sky, and she's like, wow. It's like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And what's really astonishing is the fact that all these people that are on the roads driving by don't even look up at the sky.
Don't see it. It's
don't
right
see
there.
It at all.
It's hiding in plain sight.
And it's just, it's aggravating. It's aggravating. I can understand what you were saying earlier about, you know, you can't understand why people, it's just right there in front of their face, and they're not willing to step up and do anything about it. And recognize it, number one. And I just wanted to call and let you know that y'all are making a difference, and certainly you've opened my eyes a lot, and I appreciate the hard work and time and effort y'all put out.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because that is our desired result.
You know, and the least I can do is listen as much as I can and get as educated as I can and talk to other people and reach out to them and try to open their eyes as well. And by doing that, I think that, you know, we are making a difference, and slowly but surely, I think that we can turn this thing around.
And we need to sustain it, and that's the important key to that. And you're doing exactly what needs to be done. You're a very bright young man. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. John in Nevada. Hello, John. Hello, John. I don't have John. Let's go to Clay in New Mexico. Hello, Clay.
Well, John, how are you today?
Hanging in there, still breathing.
I've been listening, unfortunately, for probably only the last 20 minutes. Missed you yesterday and the day before. It sounds like the financial situation is getting pretty tight for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure totally what the topic was today, but I think one of the things that I've been able to discern in listening to the people talk that I have heard today is maybe there is some information overload out there. The people who are interested in what the things are that we're discovering and that you're talking about most of the time or all of the time, I'm trying very hard to get caught up on many, many, many things that I never knew and never did hear. I've talked with you a couple of times, and I've followed up on a few things. I'm an attorney in Albuquerque. I didn't, unfortunately, apparently pay enough attention in high school and college to history, so I missed out a lot of that stuff.
A lot of us didn't, Clay.
And the things that I learned in law school don't come close to helping me understand all of the things that have basically been suppressed. So I've been spending an incredible amount of time of my time, which is okay. I mean, I'm learning a lot. I got your Desi Andrews video tapes and listened. I just finished the first one. It was like 47 hours, and, you know, I've got Loose Change, Painful Deceptions.
Right.
You know, I've got a list of about 20 books, just one stacked up on top of the other, that I haven't even got to read yet. I ordered a 5-CD set on Desi Andrews, and I think that we're probably running out of time for me to continue on with all the things that I have.
But, yeah, we're running real short here.
I guess I'm wanting to jump ahead. Desi Andrews was talking about war powers, and she was talking about some peaceful means, and I haven't got the 5-CD set. So what is there anything that came from that in terms of what patriots might do and things that we might look at in terms of history and the war powers, the reconstruction?
It offers no solutions. It was basically formatted to be an educational series. And you see, the problem has been, and like you're having the problem now, Clay, you're playing catch-up, and it's good that you're doing that, but you first have to fully understand what you're dealing with before you can take a plan of action or you can talk with your friends or whatever the case may be. But the point is that you yourself have to be well-grounded in the information.
Exactly.
See, the problem that happens many times is people run off half-cocked with partial information. And they want to do, and they recognize and they feel the time is short, and they want to do as much as they can with the information that they have, but they have not taken the time to really understand and educate themselves so they can be the most effective when they have contact with other people. So you're doing exactly what needs to be done, and my prayer is that people like yourself, that you have enough time to get up to speed so you can make your own battle plans as to what you're going to do.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, and I'm running as fast as I can, and it sounds like that you're at a sort of a crossroads for the network.
Yeah,
so.
And by the way, let me put out our address here, Republic Radio, Republic Broadcasting. Just put RBN on an envelope, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Throw your $20, $30 in an envelope. Get it over to us. Emergency. Thanks, Clay.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.